That's music by Elephants from the Thai Elephant Orchestra. Elephants have an affinity for music. A new report commissioned by the Woodland Park Zoo says elephants there are healthy, but there are some areas that could be improved. For years, animal rights groups have been raising concerns about the health and treatment of elephants at the Seattle Woodland Park Zoo. And 7 months ago, the zoo's board assembled a task force to look at the issue. Jay Manning is co-chair of the task force. He's also former director of Washington's Department of Ecology. Jay, thanks for talking to us.
I'm glad to be with you.
So in recent years, a lot of criticism from animal rights groups about keeping elephants in zoos. Remind us what exactly prompted this task force report.
The elephants at Woodland Park Zoo are getting up there in years, and the zoo needs to plan for what is it going to do in the future with the elephants there now and with replacing them as they reach the end of their lives, if in fact they're going to continue an elephant exhibit. They formed the zoo's board formed the task force to look into the options and the possibilities with regard to the elephant exhibit. They wanted us to look at the health and the social well-being of the elephants currently at the zoo, and they wanted us to evaluate options for how the zoo can go forward with its elephant program.
In your task force, you concluded that the zoo should keep the elephants as a way to educate the public about efforts to conserve elephants in the wild, and it should expand its breeding program. Why? Go ahead.
I think the task force was split. There was a majority and a minority opinion, but I think all of the task force members, there were 14 of us, felt that the zoo's elephant program is at a crossroads, and that decisions have to be made about how to go forward. I don't think there was anybody on the task force who felt that the status quo is viable in the long term. And so we came down to two different options, and the strong majority of the task force believes that that the zoo ought to not only continue to have elephants in the zoo, but it ought to expand the elephant group into a multi-generational herd. That's how they live in the wild, with a matriarch and family members around that matriarch, with aunts and mothers and calves living together in a group between 5 and 15 elephants. The majority of the task force felt that is the healthiest, happiest way for elephants to live in a zoo is in a multi-generational herd of that nature. That would require changes, significant changes at the zoo. It would require a larger facility, require a larger barn. It would require a different kind of facility in terms of its substrate and vegetation, and it would require a different kind of enrichment program for the elephants. But we feel that would be the best way for the zoo to provide a high-quality experience for the elephants that are in the zoo's care, and to provide a high-quality experience for zoo visitors, both in terms of educating visitors about the uniqueness, the amazing nature of elephants, and to create one of the terms we've used is elephant ambassadors. We believe that the experience of seeing elephants live and seeing them socially well-adjusted and happy and having a good quality of life has a great potential, an unmatched potential, to create concern amongst zoo visitors.
Jay, one thing that you did get from the task force, though, is that they were pointing out in your minority said, well, there's not enough science that proves that. But they also said, as you were mentioning, that they aren't really won over by the idea of keeping them in captivity. One of those critics is Aileen Fortank. She's the co-founder of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo, a local group that's been advocating for removal of the zoo's elephants. Here's what she told us.
Elephants need space, and they need to be bonded with other elephants. I would say Woodland Park Zoo gives excellent veterinary care to the elephants, but that care is necessitated by the detriment of their own environment. In other words, it's the zoo environment that is harming them physically as well as psychologically.
The majority of the task force concluded that you could deal with that, as you said, if changes were made. The zoo must improve its facilities, begin the exhibit and program investments necessary to support this multi-generational herd, including improving the existing exhibit to make it a state-of-the-art elephant facility. Now, other zoos have said, let's just build a big off-site facility for these big creatures, like San Diego Zoo. In your mind, what's the ideal facility the task force would like to see?
Well, we heard from the director of the Oakland Zoo, that which I think most people agree is one of the best elephant exhibits in a zoo anywhere in the world. And they're at 6 acres, and it's an incredibly varied and carefully designed facility. It gives the elephants maximum room to move and a really incredible enrichment program that keeps them engaged and interested. And they've built a multi-generational herd at Oakland, and that was probably the model that the majority had in mind as we described this future for the Woodland Park Zoo.
Think we can
You're
get
right.
6 acres?
The minority had a very different view. It was not won over that it was realistic or that it would even be a solution to create a multi-generational herd. We did have a split of opinion, but a strong majority felt that the multi-generational herd was the best option.
All right, Jay Manning, I appreciate it. Lots of issues there. I appreciate you talking to us. Jay Manning, head of the task force looking at the elephants at the Woodland Park Zoo. You can read that report and find out more at our website, kuow.org.